The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 28, 1975, in Tokyo, Japan.
They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation, and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire, and has no cause other than lust.
Asattam apratisthante jagadahu anishanam aparasparasam bhutam kimannat kamahitukam. This is the atheistic theory. Asatyam, they say, that this material world is false. Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha. Jagat, Jagat means this cosmic manifestation, which is gachati, going. The material world, everything is going, just like in your city. You see the cars, motor cars, that's going here and there. Gachati. Very busy. Every man is going here and there. Similarly, the whole planetary system also, beginning from its birth up to the annihilation, it is going, moving. Orbit, it is going. Everything is going, moving. Even the sun, it has got its orbit. Yachakshuresha savita sagalagrahana raja samatta asesa teja jashagaya bhramati sang bhritakala chakra. The, just like the earth has its orbit, it is rotating. Similarly, every planet is rotating. The sun is also rotating. And so far I calculated it is 16,000 miles per minute or second I calculated. But the sun is rotating 16,000 miles either per minute or per second, I forget. So this is called jagat. Everything is going on. But it is going in such a way, just like these cars are moving with high speed, but they are very careful to pass within the lane, otherwise there will be collision. Similarly, all these planets, they have got their own speed for rotating, and there are hundreds and thousands and millions they are rotating, but there is no collision. Now how it is made? Who has made this lane? The car is moving in 60 miles, 70 miles speed, but they are ordered just to remain within the lane, the marking line. Who has made it? The police department, the government? So how can you say there is no control? We have to, this is called upoma, analogy, the points of similarity. Analogy means the points of similarity, then you can conclude some idea. Now, as we see in the street that the cars are moving in high speed, but they are within the orbit, within the line, demarcation of line, white line or yellow line. So, there is some brain, there is some management, everything is there. Similarly, all these planets, they are rotating with high speed, just like this planet. It is rotating 25,000 miles in 12 hours. Is it not? The circumference of this earth is 25,000 miles. And yes, day and night, 24 hours. Almost 1,000 miles per hour it is. Now the car is moving 70 miles per hour, it appears with good speed running. But the earth is running at 1,000 miles per hour. But we cannot understand. The arrangement is so nice. The perfection. But it is, we cannot understand. It is practical. We see the morning, day coming. That means the earth is moving. The aeroplane moves also. There are so many jerking, doings, sound. They're all imperfect. But here you see, there's such perfect arrangement. It is moving 1,000 miles per hour. And there is no jerking, there is nothing of the sort. You are thinking you are sitting in the same place. And there is no brain. Here it requires so much brain to move the car orderly on the street. So many police arrangements, so many government scientists, these and so many, and these, not only one planet, but many millions. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda guruti. First of all, there are many millions of universes. Jagadanda koti. Koti means unlimited. Or 100,000 times 100,000. So, jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti, kotishu, and each universe, kotishu asesha vasudha, dhi, vasudha means planet, just like this is one planet. Asesha, asesha means we cannot count. So many, that's a fact. You are seeing every day, asesha vasudha, dhi, vibhuti. And each planet has got different climate, different varieties. Not that every planet is of the same. Now they are studying that the moon planet is also a planet, but it is differently situated. Differently situated. As they are studying, that is different from the Shastra, but there is difference from this planet to that planet. These modern scientists, they say that there is no life. There cannot be any living entity, considering the atmosphere. But from the Shastra, you know, in the moon planet, that is one of the heavenly planets, and there are living entities, they are living for 10,000 years, and it is very cold there, therefore they drink somaros. And some of the scientists, they say that the temperature in the moon planet is 200 degrees below zero. Similarly, we'll find every planet is different from the atmospheric condition of the other planet. That is sun planet. It is so fiery. It is full of fire, agni. The temperature is so high that 90,000 or 20 million miles, 93 million miles away from the sun sign, still we are feeling too much hot, scorching heat. So this planet is, the temperature is very, very great, but still there are lives. Otherwise, how Krishna said, imam vivasati yugam pratyamana aham abhayam. I went there and I spoke to the sun god. The sun god, there is president here, there is also president, he is called sun god. His name is Vivasan, everything is there, and Krishna went there and talked with him. But this is a fiery planet. Similarly, the moon is very cold, so every planet has different atmospheric, and they are moving in their orbit their duration of their life, everything, there is good arrangement. So, all these arrangements, there is no brain behind it. How is that? But these rakshasas, the demons, they will say, asatamma pratishthanti jagadahu anishyanam. There is no controller. And it is all false. False. So minute rules and regulations are being followed. The sun is rotating on the orbit in a such a perfect way that if the sun is inclined to this side or that side, there will be, whole world will be frozen or in blazing fire. This is the scientific opinion. It must rotate according to the diagram given by some controller. That is stated in Bhagavatam, by the order of the Supreme. Jasyagvaya, here also in the Brahma-sang, Jasyagvaya Brahmati-sang-bhita-kāla-cha. The sun is rotating Jasya Agvaya. Agvaya means by order. So when the question order is there, then there must be one order giver and there must be one order carrier. Otherwise, what is the meaning of order? Jasya Agvaya, by whose order? Whose means this whose? Somebody bigger. Who is giving order, and the sun planet is carrying out the order. Jasyagvaya sang brahmati sang vritakala chakra. Jasyagvaya brahmati sang vritakala chakra. There is order giver, there is controller, the Supreme Lord, and there is order carrier, the sun god. Otherwise, who is carrying the order? If it is only a lump of matter, then we will carry out the order. Now, this Tokyo city, if it is a lump of matter only, then how the systematic order of traffic rules and regulations? It is not only a lump of order, matter, but there is somebody, the government, or the king, as the president, who is maintaining the order. This is conclusion, this is analogy. And how you say that there is no controller? Where is your logic? Can anybody give any logic? That there is no, these rakshasas, they say there is no God, there is no controller. But where is the logic? How you can say so? What is your analogy? What is your logic? That you say there is no God. Let us discuss. Can anybody say here? What is the idea? If things are going on systematically, the planets are moving in the orbit systematically, everything is going on, just like, same example always, remember. I may be foreigner, but because I see that in the street the cars are moving in order, the police is standing, that must be government. That is, I may know or not, but this is common sense affair. There must be government, and there is God. Similarly, when I see that the cosmic order is working so nicely, systematically, and reasonably, how I can say there is no controller? Where is my logic? Tell me anyone. Can you say anyone? Why they say there is no controller? Jagadahu anishyanam. What is their logic? You tell, you are sometimes on their side. What is their logic?
Well, that no controller is ever seen. No controller is
But here I'm not saying he is Japanese government president. I have to conclude that is government. Here I'm not saying the president or the supreme head. How do you say that is government? We have not seen who is the president, who is the prime minister. And how do you conclude that there must be government? Otherwise, how it is going on so nicely? You may not see so many things. That is not a good logic that I am not seeing. That I am not seeing, but the sound is coming, the car is there, and there must be somebody there. Even if you do not see, you have to conclude like that. Well, it's like there is sound. The sound is of car, and the car, there must be one driver. You have not seen. How do you conclude? There is a driver. How do you conclude? And why do you give stress on your seeing power? What is the power of your seeing? You cannot see. Now you cannot see the car. It is beyond your seeing range, or beyond the wall. Then how you see, conclude that there is a car? And if there is a car, there is a driver. If there is a driver, there are passengers. So how do you conclude on this? Why do you give this? This is childish reason. I cannot see. You cannot see, therefore there is no existence. That is not good logic.
They say that it all happened by chance. That is
another foolishness, chance.
If given enough time, then everything would work out like this.
They are working time. Already. There is no question of giving time, they are already working.
I mean, you say that because the earth isn't too hot, it's too cold, but they say that just by chance it came into this
world. No, by chance, this is childish reason. By chance, it is not very good reason. A child will say, chance, it has come. That is childish. You must give solid reason. Chance, you can say anything, a chance. Everybody can say like that. That is not reason. When you bring in chance, that is not logic. That is not knowledge. If somebody says, by chance I have come in this world, that is not logic. I must have my father, I must have my mother, and on account of father and mother being united, this is scientific. By chance I have dropped from the sky here. This is not logic. This is not logic. This kind of logic is vague, that has no value. Do you give any value to this logic, nonsensical logic? No sane man will accept a chance. When you are caught and you are convicted, then if you say, by chance I became convicted, a chance. No? You committed theft, you are arrested, there are due judgment, and the judge has given you punishment, you must suffer. It is not a chance. And if you say, by chance I am now convicted, that is not chance. There is no question as chance. This is false logic. Chance. Nothing takes place by chance. That is sound reasoning. Chance means ignorance. One who does not know, he says chance. There is ignorance, there is not knowledge. Knowledge is defined. So, they are rascals, you can say. This kind of logic I have not seen, it has come by chance, there was a chunk, and these are all nonsensical propositions. There is Ishvara, this is sound knowledge. As we conclude, by seeing the arrangement in the Tokyo city, there is government. Similarly, if you are intelligent enough, then you can understand there must be a controller. That is theism. That is knowledge. Bhavanam janmanam anti jnanvan mang prabuddhati. Therefore, on this foolish class of men who are simply studying, they want time to find out. But actually, if he is wise, if he is searching out, regularly, by wise conclusion, then at some time he will come to the conclusion, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, bhavanam janmanam anti. After many births of research work, he will come to this conclusion that there is God, Vasudeva, Vasudeva sarvam iti. Sa Mahatma Sudullabha. Then he is the first-class Mahatma. But that is very rare. Everyone is Duratma, Anisharam. There is no Isharam. This is a false manifestation. That is not false. You study everything. You study even one plant. You can see so many arrangements, so many fibers, fine fibers are coming out and from one fiber to another. Even a small herb and vegetable you find there is craftsmanship. You cannot say it is chance. You cannot do it. There is brain. That is right conclusion. There is brain behind it. That is theism. And that brain, what is the brain behind this? Why is this brain behind this, behind this, behind this, behind this? If you come, bahunam janmanamante, after searching out for many, many births, then one comes to the conclusion that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sarvamiti. You come to the conclusion Krishna is the cause of everything. That is already concluded. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Ishvara the Supreme Controller, is Krishna. Ishvara Parama. There are so many controllers. That's like this city is being controlled by the police commissioner or somebody else. So, above him, above him, above him, there is controller. And the above all, the Supreme Controller is Krishna. That is the controller. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He is the cause of it. That alone he is working. He has expanded alone. He is not alone. Krishna means he has got so many energies. Just like a tiny person like me, Bhakti Siddhanta, yes, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami. And with this movement, I am not alone. I have got so many assistants. So many, all over the world. So as soon as you take up Krishna consciousness movement and his originator, founder, so he is not alone. Similarly, as I have expanded with my disciples in so many ways and so many places, I can expand, I am a common man. And how Krishna can expand, just imagine. He is the Supreme Lord. Advaita achyate anadi anantarupam. Anantarupam. He can expand himself, anantarupam. But he is the only person, he is doing everything. It's like I am replying dozens of letters from all over the world and trying to manage. Similarly, he is also managing alone anantarupam, by unlimited assistance. Parasa shakti vividaiva sriyate. We have to understand like that. Although he is alone, he has advaita achyuta anadi anantarupam. Anantarupam. He has anantarupam. It's like he is giving direction. Everyone. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesi arjunatis. There are millions and millions and trillions of living entities, and each heart is sitting there. Sarvasya chaham vidishannivishta. Mattasmetijnanam apuhananja. He's managing like that. So if we think that he is a controller like us, that is our misconception. He's controller, there is controller, with unlimited knowledge, with unlimited assistance, with unlimited potencies, he's managing. These impersonalities they cannot think of, that a person can be so unlimitedly powerful, therefore they become impersonal. They cannot think of. The impersonalities, they cannot imagine. They imagine when one is person. He is a person like me. I cannot do this, therefore he cannot do. Therefore they are mūḍha. Abhijānanti māṅga mūḍha. We are comparing Krishna with themselves. As he is a person, similarly Krishna is a person. He does not know. The Vedas inform that although he is person, he is maintaining all unlimited persons. That they do not. Ekoju bahunam vidadhati kama. That one singular person, he is maintaining many millions, trillions of persons. We are each, every one, we are person. I am person, you are person, the ant is person, the cat is person, dog is person, and the insect is person, the trees are person, everyone is person. Everyone is person. And there is another person, that is God, Krishna. That one person is maintaining all these varieties of millions and trillions of persons. This is Vedic English. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama nitya nityanam chetanam chetanam. This is information. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aam sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati iti matya bhajanti mang. Therefore the devotee, when he understands thoroughly that here is one supreme person, who is the leader, who is the controller, who is the maintainer of everything, then he surrenders unto him and becomes his devotee. We, Krishna devotee, we are not fools and rascals. We have got our reason. We have got our philosophy. When we know that Krishna is actually the supreme controller, the supreme person, the supreme maintainer, then we surrender, then we become Krishna devotee. It is not blind. It is not blind. We are strongly convinced that the one person is the supreme person. Therefore we surrender. We are not blind followers. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhava iti matya buddha bhava samanyaka. Buddha means one who has understood thoroughly. So therefore he can become one who has understood thoroughly. Krishna is the supreme controller. He is Guru. He is Guru. Otherwise, one cannot be Guru. Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guru. Who can Guru? Guru is not artificial thing. Guru Maharaj, this Maharaj. No. One who has firmly understood that Krishna is the original cause of everything, he is the supreme person. Nobody can, remove him from that firm convictional position, then he is Guru. Otherwise he is not Guru. Guru is not so easy thing. Buddha bhava samanyaka. One who has understood Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme controller, the supreme maintainer, the supreme person, everything, only one, Vasudeva sarvameti, that is Guru. Not otherwise, he is not Guru. One who has not understood Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru. One who has understood Krishna as the supreme controller, the supreme person, the supreme maintainer, and everything, the supreme, ultimate, then he can become Guru. Otherwise, don't try to become Guru. Impersonalist, half understood, partial understood, he cannot become Guru. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's formula. Therefore, first of all, try to understand Krishna. You will understand in such a way that you can refute all others' argument, all others' opposition. There are so many opposing elements. Then you are Guru. Otherwise, you cannot become Guru. Guru is not so teeny thing or trifle thing that everyone becomes Guru Maharaj. No. That is not Guru. Samadhi, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatma, Sudurla. So, their theory, this atheistic theory, is aparaspara sambhutam. It has taken by mechanical arrangement. Mechanical, kimannat kama haitukam, kama. Just like kama, a woman becomes lusty, and there is sex, and there is production. So they say like that. The production is like that. There is no other plan. But there is a big plan that they do not know. The plan is jada-jada hi dharma sarvglani bhavati. Bharat. Tadātmānam sijāma. That is plan. But these rascals, this atheist class, they say, kimannat kāma hetukam. Only lusty desires. That is the only reason. That is the only cause. The atheist class think like that. That this birth is taking place due to our lusty desires, but we do not want to take responsibility. Then killing. What is that? Therefore they are making this abortion killing of the child as legal. Kama, we had some lusty desire and we got it, but you don't want it, kill it. This is going on. This is a theism. But it is not that. That child has come, it is a living entity, it desired a certain thing, and therefore he has been chance to take birth as human being, or a cat, or a dog. Kama hetukam. Then why one is born as a cat, one is born as a dog, one is born as a rich man's son, one who is born as so many varieties. Why? Kama hetukam, then why not one variety? Where is the question of varieties? What is the answer? Why there are so many varieties? Everyone wants to take birth in rich family, in high family. Why one is born as a stiff dog and there is no food and crying, barking, and somebody is capturing and eating and no protection? Why? Why kama hetukam? The dog is also born by the lusty desires of the male dog and the female dog. But why he is dog and why he is such a rich man's son? Why? What is the answer? If kama hetukam, lusty desire is the only cause for birth, production, then why there is one production, street dog, cat or pig, or a worm in the stool, and why one is born as demigod, as Indra, Chandra, Varuna? Why? And Brahma? Who makes this judgment? Why one is put into such exalted position, and why one is put into this abominable position? What is the answer?
Past activities.
Yes. You cannot say it by chance. And who is making this chance arrangement? That one is born so exalted, one is born so low. Then again you have to accept somebody. So these are all foolish theories. By chance, by kama hetukam, no. There is great arrangement. That's the same thing. It's like the traffic control. There is a very big, great arrangement behind this. It is not by chance. By chance there has been not line, the pass the car in certain line. No, it is not chance. How you can start? So these theories are made by the demons. Read the part one.
The demoniac conclude that the world is a phantasmagoria. There is no cause, no effects, no controller, no purpose. Everything is unreal. They say that this cosmic manifestation arises due to chance material actions and reactions. They do not think that the world was created by God for a certain purpose. They have their own theory that the world has come about in its own way, and that there is no reason to believe that there is a God behind it. For them, there is no difference between spirit and matter, and they do not accept the Supreme Spirit. Everything is matter only, and the whole cosmos is supposed to be a mass of ignorance.
Therefore they say chemical evolution. They cannot think of spirit, God.
According to them, everything is void, and whatever manifestation exists is due to our ignorance and perception. They take it for granted that all manifestation of diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in a dream we may create so many things which actually have no existence, so when we are awake we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying this dream. And so, instead of acquiring knowledge, they become more and more implicated in their dreamland. They conclude that as a child is simply the result of sexual intercourse between man and woman, this world is born without any soul. For them, it is only a combination of matter that has produced the living entities, and there is no question of the existence of the soul. As many living creatures come out from the perspiration and from a dead body without any cause, similarly, the whole living world has come out from the existence of combinations, from the material combinations of the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, material nature is the cause of this manifestation, and there is no other cause. They do not believe in the words of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Under my direction, the whole material world is moving. In other words, amongst the demons, there is no perfect knowledge of the creation of this world. Every one of them has a particular theory of his own. According to them, one interpretation of the scriptures is as good as another, for they do not believe in a standard understanding of the scriptural injunctions.
This is demonic. Now, any question? This demonic conclusion will not help us. Then we shall remain in ignorance. There is no knowledge. Any question? Can you put any question on behalf of the demons?
Well, I am very expert in this. The demon mentality, but I'm afraid you've destroyed all arguments that I might put forward.
Any of our friends, Japanese friends here?
Yes, I have one question. You mentioned that we can hear cars from outside, but we cannot see cars.
We can see car, but just like here we are sitting, we do not see the car, but the sound is there, but we conclude that there is car. So therefore seeing is not always the sound reasoning. Even without seeing, we can conclude there is car. That is my point.
And what is the example of sound of God in this world?
Sound is the original ingredient of creation.
He's asking, how can we see God in this world? Although we can't see Him, how can we
hear sound? You can see, you can hear the sound, Krishna. Are you not hearing Hare Krishna? So, that is a question of realization. You go on hearing, the child cannot understand what is the sound. The sound is the same, the car is going on. But his father can understand that is this sound, this car is going on. The child cannot understand. So, you begin hearing, then gradually, your ignorance will be cleansed, and then you understand that this sound is for car. Therefore you have to begin to hear this sound. Everyone is hearing that those who are not experienced, they cannot understand that this sound is of the car. But the one understands or not understands, it doesn't matter. But the sound is of the car, that's a fact. So those who are experienced, they are understanding. Those who are not experienced, they do not understand. That is the difference. It is the difference of experience. But the sound is of the car, that's a fact. Similarly, the Hare Krishna sound is God. Those who are advanced, they can understand. And those who are not yet advanced, by hearing, they will understand. You want to see God. That is your idea?
No. I don't know if I ever see God or not.
No, you have not seen, but what is your desire? You want to see.
I want to at least hear God in this world. And I was wondering, what is...
So God is speaking, Bhagavad Gita, just like reading, Krishna is speaking. So hear it, God speaking, the sound. The devotees are chanting Hare Krishna. That is God, the sound is God, Sabda Brahma. This is the way. And if you want to see God, you can see also, that is prescribed here. Just like Krishna says, Prabhasmi Sashishu Ujjaya, I am the sunlight and moonlight. So you see the sunlight, moonlight, and you see God. Krishna says, I am the sunlight, I am the moonlight. Then, if you want to see Krishna, you see the sunlight, you can see very easily. Is it very difficult for you? No. Then Krishna says, he personally says, then I am the sunlight. You see the sunlight, you go on sunlight, seeing the sunlight, and you just take the words of Bhagavad Gita, now here is Krishna, then you understand. Here is God. Factually, you will see, if you think of only the sunlight, moonlight, as instructed in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am sun, then one day, very soon, you will understand, you will see Krishna in sunlight. It is not bogus thing. Krishna says, I am the sunlight. He is. And he asks you to see. You will see minutely, and you will see Krishna. Where is the difficulty? You want to see Krishna, you see Krishna as Krishna advises. Huh? Krishna says, Rasuham Apsukantriya, I am the taste of the water or any liquid substance. The taste I am. Now, whenever you drink water or drink any liquid thing or milk, the taste, there is everything has got a different taste. And if you think, as Krishna advises you, that this taste is Krishna, then on that taste you will find Krishna. You begin, as Krishna says, then you will see Krishna. That's not difficult. There are so many examples given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out that chapter. Rasoham apsukanti aprabhasmi sasishu daya pranavas sarvavidishu
paurusham. He says, of pure fires I am the wind. Of pure fires.
So many, any one of them you take and meditate upon this. Here is Krishna, you will find Krishna. But Krishna is everywhere. Try to see Krishna as advised by him. Don't try to see Krishna in your own way. Then you will never find. You try to see Krishna, why they say that we have not seen God. The God is represented in so many ways. You take God's advice and try to see him as he advises, then you will see God. That's a fact. I do not know why do they say that we have not seen God. You are seeing always God. You are seeing the sunlight, you are seeing the moonlight, you are smelling the good flavor of flower. You are reading, if you are a scholar, you are reading Vedas, Om Tadvesnam. He says, that's Om Pranavas Sarva Vedesu. In the Vedic mantra, the Omkar is I am. Then, Paurasam Nishu. Any wonderful work somebody has done, that is Krishna. So you have to see Krishna in this way, as Krishna advises. Then very soon you will see Krishna. There's no question of not seeing him. You'll see in every moment. Primanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva. 24 hours, those who are actually Krishna devotees, they're seeing Krishna, they're seeing nothing but Krishna. There's no question of not seeing him. But you have to adopt a method, how to see him. And that is given there. You adopt it and you'll see Krishna. Where is the difference? Any other question? This Bhagavad Gita, if you study minutely, this is the science of God. You will see God, you will see Krishna, you will understand everything. Therefore we are present. But if you misinterpret, if you pollute it by your own interpretation, then you will not see. These rascals, they are simply polluting. Because they are not coming in parampara system. Everyone is trying to becoming a very learned scholar, very learned leader. But they are rascals. Actually they are rascals. Because we cannot see. Recently, what was this Gandhi's statement? That I do not believe that there was Krishna ever lived. Krishna is of my imagination. He says that. This is going on. All the acharyas, they accepted, Arjuna accepted Krishna as the Supreme Person. Sarvam idam ritang manne jadvadasi kisama. Your personality, nobody can understand. There is person before him. And he's such a big man, he says that it is imagination. This is him. Science should be as others have studied. 2 plus 2, mathematical calculation, that is 4. You cannot say it is 5 or 3 by interpretation or by imagination. 2 plus 2 is your count to 4. You accept or not accept, that's a different thing. It is a science. You have to accept according to the direction given, then you will find the real thing. Any other question? Study by questioning. Pariprasnena. Tadvidhi pariprasnena. Pariprasnena. Sevaya, panipātena.
If you met any of the demigods, Brahma, Indra,
Then what benefit will be for you? Suppose if I met, now what benefit will derive out of it?
How will that help you to know what he meant?
If I say yes, I have met, then what benefit you will get? Why you are asking this question? That you do not know. Then why you are asking? What is that? Maybe?
Maybe sense gratification.
Yeah, it really sense gratification.
Actually, any other devotees, the assumption is generally that Only other devotees sometimes say that you met Indra.
Yes, I am met Indra, or I have not met Indra. So if I met Indra, what benefit you get? And if I did not meet Indra, what is your loss? That's my question. No, no, why do you ask this question? You have no profit, no loss. If you know the president of Japan, who is the president? The king or president? Yes?
Emperor.
King. If you know the emperor, you can. Then what is the rules of knowing the constable?
If you know the prime minister, the head man, then the less important man is not necessary to know. So because Sri Prabhupada knows Krishna, it's not important.
So what is the use of meeting others?